Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Today is one of the best NHL beat writers of all time. His birthday. Rob Rossi, Penguins Insider, joins us right now. Happy birthday, Rob.
Thank you very much.
That's actually a high honor to be bestowed by Pony, because he has told me before he hates wishing dudes birthdays. Like, he hates celebrating. I don't know why. It's like a too much of a bro thing for you, Pony, or what?
I don't like sending happy birthday texts to people.
Just people in general, then?
Yeah.
Why not?
Because I feel like usually it's a hollow message. If people just see it on Facebook and feel like they have to do it.
You don't even use Facebook, though, so people know that it would be you remembering.
Well, my wife sees it on Facebook and then makes me do it.
Fair enough.
She's the middleman.
All right.
But that was an authentic happy birthday, Rob.
Happy birthday, Rob.
I appreciate it. It's a birthday that I normally I'm not big on birthdays, but after the past several months, I think I'm gonna enjoy this one a little.
Here, here. All right. Give me your takeaway on what we watched last night and what happened in this series, Rob.
Well, what happened in the series is Jacob Trouba hit Sidney Crosby in the head, and the NHL did nothing about it, and the Penguins lost their best player for a game, and that swung the series. I mean, it's really tough to look at it the other way. Also, I mean, for the third year in a row, the Penguins had the, you know, goaltender of record in the series, as far as I'm concerned, the guy that played the most games, play sub 900 save percentage hockey, and I just don't believe you can win playoff series when your goaltending is as bad as the Penguins have been the past 3 years. And I blame management for not having this franchise in a better situation for any occurrence of an injury to Jarry, because I questioned whether Casey DeSmith was a good enough option, but Louis Domingue certainly doesn't cut it. He would not be in the top 25 of number three goalies in the NHL. So that's fully on this management regime.
Who can they go after this offseason to fix that problem?
Well, I mean, their offseason's
got within financial reason. Like, that's not even – I know what you're going to say, Rob. I don't mean to cut you off, but I assume that's way down the priority list too.
Yeah, but it didn't need to be way down the priority list last offseason was the point I was making. I mean, people talk a lot about the trade deadline, but really the chance to remake your team anymore is with trades in the offseason or with smart signings in the offseason. And I don't think that this management group had a great offseason last year, and I'm not sure they're going to get another one to make up for it. So, you know, I think the next 2 weeks in Penguins land are going to be very, very interesting. I'm expecting it to be a very, very busy time for people like me.
So what are you hearing about Hextall then?
I don't hear that he's safe. That doesn't necessarily mean that he's gone, but I don't hear that he's safe, which I think, look, anytime an ownership group spends $900 million to buy a team, they're going to want their own people. And they've been conducting a very thorough review, as I've been told, of the entire organization. I don't expect Brian Burke to be back. I wouldn't be shocked if Ron Hextall isn't back. I think they want their own people in there. I don't necessarily know that that's fair to Hextall, but this isn't a very fair business.
Who are
the Penguins just learned.
Amen to that in a bad way, Rob, the Penguins learning that. Who are some of the Fenway Sports Group's people then, as far as GMs that might be on the radar if they are looking to replace Hextall?
Well, I think their first order of business would be to hire somebody to be the president of the hockey team. And I don't necessarily know that that person is going to come from the NHL. They're going to be very much going with analytical thinkers, people that believe in metrics, people that believe in numbers. From what I've been told, the conversations they've already had with people in the organization have all been about they want to build a franchise that from the very top excels with leadership and communication. And I don't think that that's something that is necessarily a strength of this management group. I don't think it was something that towards the end of the Rutherford era was a strength between him and David Morehouse. And usually when things start going a little bit the wrong way, that is the case. So I think in terms of names, I can't give you any. I wish I could.
Rob, you're talking about replacing. You're talking more about the Morehouse role than the Burke role, right? Just to be clear, when you say
no,
president.
No.
But you're Burke?
No. Yeah, I'm talking about the Burke role.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure people got that. Okay. Well, it sounded last night, Sidney Crosby, just reading between the lines, I thought I heard a guy who felt like he had played his last game with Letang and Malkin.
Yeah. I think that's what he feels like he has, and I think that's the smart money right now. I would not expect of getting Malkin, Chris Letang, or Brian Rust to be back. It's certainly, of the three, I think Malkin is most likely because I think he's most likely to ultimately take more of a haircut, but he's not going to take the type of haircut they've already tried to give him.
What's that? Do we know what that is? Like a $5 million, something silly like that?
Yeah, him and Chris Letang were offered three-year contracts at $5 million AAV.
I mean, that sounds insulting to me. Sounds like an insult, Rob.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you want those players back. And look, there's a lot of people in the Penguins media sphere that don't share the opinion that I have that I don't think this is sitting well with Sidney Crosby. Those are not guesses on my part. And I think people that think that the way this is going to be handled isn't going to eventually have ramifications for Sidney Crosby's time in Pittsburgh. I think this is very important that they get these exits right. But I also think Sidney Crosby wants Evgeny Malkin back. I think he wants Evgeny Malkin back badly. I think he wants them all back, but Evgeny specifically. And this might have to be a decision that clashes with whoever is the GM and what they want to do. But Sidney Crosby is still one of the five best hockey players in the world, as he proved in this series. And this franchise can't afford to lose him. So I don't know what that means for Malkin or any of them. But I think how this is handled, this has to be handled the right way because Sidney Crosby is very much paying attention.
How much juice is he going to have in this situation, in this process then? Like if they need to be mindful of what he is, you know, watching and how he's reacting to it, how much of a say will he have, Rob?
Well, as much as he wants. I mean, he hasn't been a person that very often has wanted to be that type of captain, the give me what I want. But, you know, he did famously a few years ago say to Jim Rutherford, it's Gino and me. I know he still feels that way. How much juice does he have? He had passed the concussion test and wanted to play in game six and was told no by the general manager. So I'm not so sure how much juice he has with this management group.
Hextall told him he wasn't allowed to play in game six?
Yeah, the Penguins told him he wasn't allowed to play in game six. He had passed the test from I've been told.
Was it and what you were told, Rob, is it was specifically Hextall who said no to this, correct?
Well, that would be the general manager. I mean, that would be the general manager that would make that case. I mean, the doctors would tell the GM and the GM would make that case. I'm not saying that it was like a Ron Hextall only decision. But I think it speaks to a little bit of a disconnect between the captain and this management group. And look, maybe that's not a bad thing at times. to have that sort of separation of church and state. But I know if I paid $900 million for a hockey team that had Sidney Crosby, I'd want to keep Sidney Crosby happy.
And correct me if
that would just be me.
Correct me if I'm wrong on the concussion thing, because that is eye-opening. One thing I have thought about him since he suffered the first one that derailed so much of his prime there, Rob, is that for, you know, say anything else about it, Crosby was always going to be very careful given his own personal history. So if he passed the tests and wanted to play, it kind of, that's shocking to me that they would tell him
yeah,
no.
They wouldn't, like, know that he trusts.
Right.
Well, I mean, to look at it the other way, though, if he goes out there and gets another concussion, gets hit again and gets another concussion, then you're the management group to let him get another concussion. So I don't necessarily think erring on the side of caution is something that other people wouldn't have done in that position. I get where the Penguins were coming from. But again, it's my understanding that he had passed the concussion protocol and did not have a concussion the day of game six. So, and wanted to play and was told he couldn't.
Where's Mike Sullivan in all of this? You said before the series started, Rob, that there was like, you know, they had this respect for him. He was untouchable. They felt like he, you know, was pushing all the right buttons, great coach, et cetera. That's still true?
Yes, as far as I know, yes. And I don't think anything that you saw in this series should give you reason to doubt Mike Sullivan. I mean, he got to a game seven with a barely AHL goalie playing five of the seven games.
Well, how about the helmet rule stuff that Mulsey brought up? Like, the rule says you can pick up the helmet and put it back on and keep playing, but he said that that's not true.
And the rule book disagrees with him.
So you want him fired over that?
No, we don't want him fired at all.
I would think that would be, for a guy that I think is very good, that's an odd and sizable oversight, I guess.
I think what he was – I'm guessing what he was getting at is – and maybe he didn't express this – is that the rule says one thing, but the likelihood of the rule – the likelihood of a player continuing to play without a helmet is very low.
So basically what the rule book says and what actually happens in the NHL aren't two one and the same thing.
Shockingly, blow me down, fetch me my fainting couch, Donnie,
because I am in a bad way here.
Rob, one of the things that has come up a lot today is what the NHL wants out of its product. And Tyler Kennedy came on and he said, what would you expect from a league that, as George Perreault says, the head of player safety? Yeah. And okay, you said yes, but like, who puts George Perreault in that position? Who wants him? The owners?
Colin Campbell.
Okay,
would you say about a league that has Colin Campbell is the type of person that goes up to the media and accosts them whenever he gets a chance for even mentioning headshots. He doesn't even think they should be mentioned.
But who gives him
power?
And
they have this guy.
Where does he get it from?
Gary Bettman and the other governors. I mean, that's, you know, look, the general managers run this league, and, you know, Gary Bettman and the governors give the GMs basically a blank slate to sign off on everything that the GMs want.
And the owners don't run it like they do in every other league where you see star players protected.
Well, then why wouldn't the owners replace these
nincompoops?
And
that's why the NHL is seventh amongst the league in terms of popularity. I mean, that's why, look, the NHL will tell you about these great ratings. The Pittsburgh-New York series had great ratings, averaged over 1 million viewers. Everybody else didn't. And you don't have to watch too many of these playoff games to see guys getting, you know, eliminated from series because of hits that we don't want in the game, most of us.
Well, no, we the people who have the power, Rob, they love it, it seems.
They do. Because they have a very myopic view. Their view, the general manager's views, has always been whatever can keep us employed. It doesn't make sense to have general managers make rules. It doesn't. You should have the
because it's always going to be conservative, right? I mean, it's always going to be very
right.
Yeah,
this is eye opening.
Progress will always be incremental, if you know, extant at all.
Right. Well, why look at the NFL? The NFL has a coaching committee that makes its rules, right?
Yeah, they have the competition committee.
Owners, but,
yeah, and there's owners that make – everybody's – there's coaches in it. There's GMs. There's
– okay.
Right.
Coaches don't really have a say in the rules in this league. Owners don't really have a say. Governors don't really have a say. It's all the general managers. It's people like Lou Lamoriello. And people won't stand up to people like Lou Lamoriello.
Wow.
It's just wild, Rob. It is wild to hear you say that, and I believe it. Owners are usually, even in the NHL where the franchises are valued at less, they're very wealthy people who are not used to being told no.
I agree.
So the idea that these GMs are just puffing their chests out and getting their way is just wild to try to comprehend.
I think as we get more owners like the Fenway Sports Group, this is likely to lead to some contentious points. Because they
it means
are
the
not...
death of old-time hockey. I'm all for it.
Eddie Shore stuff.
Yeah, well, look, old-time hockey is romanticized because of a movie. I mean, nobody thought that what the Flyers were doing in the 70s were good for the game. Nobody thought what the Devils were doing in the 90s was good for the game. You know, this notion that you've got to keep everything physical, it's got to be a man's game, you've got to be tough, you've got to fight through things, that you can have inconsistent officiating, all these things that we take just as commonplace in this sport, it hurts the overall product. Frankly, they're lucky that the thirst for sports programming in this country is so unquenchable that major networks like ESPN and, TNT, Turner, their networks want the NHL. But you can't look at the product, even with an uptick in scoring this year, and look at what the product is in the Stanley Cup playoffs and say that it's the best product, because it's not.
Rob, how are you choosing to celebrate your birthday? What kind of dessert are you going with tonight? What cake will be served?
I don't know if I'll go for a dessert, to be perfectly honest. I'm not always a big dessert guy.
Not a cake guy on your birthday. Not even gonna.
I was a blueberry pie guy on my birthday.
Mm. Yeah, well, that sounds like a mistake too. But I don't know. There's this one pie at this place called the Pie Place that I've been wanting
to get.
What
a creative name.
Butterscotch cream pie, but I don't know if I'm getting that. So probably nothing.
Oh. Rob Rossi, everyone. Rob, thank you so much, and again, happy birthday.
You're welcome. Yeah, I like it. I like it. Blueberry pie.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.